This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've got a little bit of breaking news, not medical news, not political news, which is maybe why everybody's so interested in this piece of news. It's the Ryan Lochte robbery news that has been making headlines, and I think everybody's like all interested in the whole Ryan Lochte thing, not because we're really interested in Ryan Lochte, but because we're so sick of politics, we're so sick of the economy, we're so sick of all the other news. So the latest we're getting from New York Daily News that came out about 10 minutes ago is that the Olympic teammates lied, as well as Ryan Lochte, about the robbery because they were covering up a brawl that happened at a gas station bathroom. According to New York Daily News, Ryan Lochte and his U.S. swimming teammates lied and used cash to pay for the damages to cover up an incident at a gas station bathroom, according to Brazilian police officials. Now, again, I don't know who to believe at this point. Lochte, along with fellow swimmers Jack Conger, Gunnar Wentz, Jimmy Fagan, stopped at a gas station in the Rio suburb of Barra de Tijuca at about 6 a.m. on Sunday. One of the swimmers tried to open the door of an outside bathroom, and after finding it locked, the swimmers allegedly pushed on the door and broke it. An armed security guard confronted the swimmers, and a fight ensued. The guard's gun was never used, and the swimmers ended up paying cash to cover up the damages caused at the gas station before leaving. Now, the reason why I'm shocked by all this is, didn't Ryan Lochte admit to peeing in the Olympic pool? Okay, I mean, he obviously doesn't have a problem doing public urination. So why such an urgency to break down a bathroom door? I don't get this. Again, I have no idea if this is a lie. This is just the Brazilian officials trying to make this up. Lochte has returned to the United States, and he returned back to the United States before the judge ordered that his passport be seized. The other three swimmers weren't as lucky. Gunnar Wentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Fagan, two of them were actually taken off the plane, and they had to go to the police station and talk to authorities. So currently they are meeting with Brazilian law enforcement today. Wentz and Conger have been released by local authorities with the understanding that the discussions would continue. Conger and Wentz told police that the robbery story had been fabricated. Okay, now, you see, the only problem with that is, were they forced to? How do we know? I mean, look, right now, they're kind of trapped in a country and can't get back home. So I'm kind of intrigued by this myself. It is so nice to not have to talk about Hillary and Trump and, Medicare and the insurance exchanges. This is kind of cool. But it's a shame because it's kind of scary. We have no idea if they were held up, and because somebody mentioned something, the Brazilian government is now going through all these, all these efforts to, avoid an international incident and their name being sullied. Or did these guys do something wrong, and then they're blaming the Israeli police. This wouldn't have even happened. Okay, they would have stopped Lochte from peeing in the pool if the Israeli police were involved. They say Lochte was seen with his girlfriend Kayla Reed Wednesday, not long after a Brazilian judge ordered his and the other passports seized, as authorities investigated their claims that they were held up at gunpoint.
All right, now, sorry.
I'm already kind of bored with the whole story myself now. What happens if they really did lie? Okay, I mean, if they really did, or even if they didn't really lie, but the Brazilian police say they did, it is punishable by up to 6 months to 3 years in jail. They could be fined, but they could serve jail time. That's filing a false police report. The 12-time Olympic medalist Lochte defended his teammates in a Wednesday interview with Matt Lauer, claiming that the robbery occurred amid growing speculation about the fateful night. Lochte initially said that the armed men approached the taxi and that one of the men pointed a gun to his head. He later backtracked on some of those details and remained adamant that they had been robbed. Lochte said that the swimmers did not contact Olympic officials because they were afraid they'd get in trouble. Authorities said they've been unable to find the taxi driver or any witnesses, and that the swimmers were too drunk to remember any key details, such as the color of the taxi from the night of the attack. The incident brought scrutiny for Rio, obviously, which has dealt with a lot of perceptions of inadequacy and inadequate security around the games. Inadequacy with the pool, inadequacy with controlling Zika, inadequacy on a lot. Now, by the way, now they're saying that one of the pool lanes, the current was different, and one of the Olympic pool lanes, and that could have robbed some people of their Olympic wins. I didn't know that a current could be different in each lane. If it starts out, what effects? I mean, maybe the air conditioning. I don't know. So that's very interesting. Here's my thing with this all. When they said they were, and I just have to talk about this because it's so nice to not talk about medical for like a quick second. Although we could probably make some psychological case with this. When they said a gun was pointed to them and they had to get on the ground, nobody ever described them being told to get out of the taxi. Nobody described what was the taxi driver doing during all this time. Did the taxi driver also have to get out? Did the taxi driver also have to get on the ground? You know, I mean, maybe they were robbed. You know, maybe somebody, you know, but, you know, then why the story? Now, I understand everybody's saying, well, they were drunk. Okay, so maybe they don't really recall the story. But another thing that's very odd is the gas station manager said he looked at the footage and Ryan Lochte was never at the gas station. So now what's all this about a gas station brawl? So obviously they need to get the poop together, but to be honest, I really don't know what to think because, you know, why would they? Guys don't have to break down a door to go to the bathroom. They have no problem going to the bathroom anywhere. I'm sorry. Listen, I got sons. I mean, they'll just, you know, pee wherever they have to, unless somebody had to poop. So that's the evidence, the poop. They could actually literally go through the plumbing and get evidence if they need to. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm on the show Doug McIntyre in the morning a lot. Great group, Doug McIntyre and T. Ray Elmer, Terry Ray. And apparently there's a headline, because they did an interview with Dr. Drew Pinsky. And Dr. Drew is, quote-unquote, gravely concerned about Hillary Clinton's 1950s-level health care. And so, again, I didn't want to have to talk about politics. I have to talk about health. I have to talk about politics. But, you know, because this study kind of combines them both, we'll get through it. And I'll give you my opinion on this, because this is important. Okay, we're talking about possible future president. She's still ahead in the polls, and there's been a lot of questions about her health And now we have Drew Pinsky weighing in. TV personality, Dr. Drew Andrew Pinsky, said on McIntyre in the morning that he was gravely concerned about her health and the treatment she's received. Now remember, he's a board-certified internist. He and another doctor reviewed her medical evaluations. And he said, based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned not just about her health, but her health care. Both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in a doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. She's receiving sort of 1950 level care by our evaluation. Later in the interview, Dr. Drew mentioned that Mrs. Clinton suffered from two episodes of deep vein thrombosis, which are blood clots, and many people get these, you know, they're, it's where, you know, you get a clot or your blood is hypercoagulable. Could be from lack of movement, could be from a cancer, could be from you just, you know, having the genetic tendency to make clots. She had two episodes of DVT, and he says she also has hypothyroidism. That doesn't worry me that much. A lot of people have hypothyroidism. She's been treated for it, taking Armour Thyroid. Armour Thyroid is unconventional, he says, and something we used to use back in the 1960s. He said, by the way, wow, Armour Thyroid sometimes has some weird side effects. Armour Thyroid, I still see a lot of people take. In fact, it was actually very difficult to get. It's a more natural form of, natural way to supplement your thyroid. But I do see a lot of people take it that prefer that form. Maybe they can't get their levels balanced using the pharmaceutical grade, so they use Armour Thyroid and they seem to do better. So I'm not overly worried about that. I am concerned about her ability to form clots. I am. He says, so she goes on Coumadin. That's weird. He says Coumadin really isn't even used anymore. Now we use Eliquis or Xarelto, things like that. He said certainly the presidential candidate would get one of the newer anticoagulants. Then she falls, hits her head, and has a complication of that, has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is an exceedingly rare clot. He said, I've only seen one of these in my career, which is a clot in the collecting system for the cerebral spinal fluid, and it essentially guarantees that somebody has something going wrong with their coagulation system. Well, she's had two clots and a transverse sinus thrombosis, and this is something that we talked about on my show also, where once somebody starts to perform, have multiple clots, we look at things that could unfortunately put them at risk of clots, you know, birth control pills, which we don't think she's on. Postmenopausal estrogen possibly could cause her to have clots. Smoking could cause her to have clots. Inactivity could cause her to have clots. Having underlying cancer, malignancy, could form cause a person to have clots. Or being in a hypercoagulable state or something wrong with the coagulation system. Then he says Armour Thyroid is associated rarely with hypercoagulability, so the very medicine the doctors, he says, are using may be causing the problem. And he says they're using an old-fashioned medicine to treat it. What is going on with her health care? He said it's bizarre, I got to tell you. Maybe they have reasons, but at a distance it looks bizarre. There ought to be some sort of standard for people that are going to lead the country or are going to make these important decisions. He says another issue that has gravely concerned, this was Dr. Drew on Doug McIntyre in the morning, is that Ms. Clinton had to wear prism glasses after she fell and hit her head, suffering from a concussion in 2012. That is brain damage. That is affecting her balance. Now, clearly it hasn't affected her cognition, but tell us a little more about that. That's profound. And then he says, number two, when they screened her for heart disease, they did an old-fashioned screen. He says, it just seems like she's getting care from somebody that she met in Arkansas when she was a kid, and you've got to wonder, he says, you've got to wonder, it's not so much that her health is a grave concern, it's that the care she's getting could make it a concern. So obviously there's been a lot of speculation about what he's saying. You know, I am a little concerned about, I've seen her need assistance, okay, but I mean, here I am, I mean, I'm in my 40s, and when I go down the stairs with my knees being shot, I need some assistance. And, you know, face it, she wouldn't be the first president who, you know, had medical issues in office. Woodrow Wilson allegedly had a stroke and his wife was taking over most of the duties. FDR, JFK. And so, and I'm not saying, you know, one side or the other here, okay? You know, just medically trying to be apolitical. I am concerned. And, Do we, and this is a discussion that we always bring up, is it our business? You know, do we have a right to know our, you know, the medical conditions of our, you know, commanders in chief? You know, how much privacy do they get? All right, you know, do we say, okay, well, we're allowed to know about anything above the waist, but below the waist is private? Well, what if she has gynecological cancer? Is that something that the American people need to know? You know, how much privacy, what rights does the President of the United States have? But, if you know, so on one hand, you know, do they deserve the rights to privacy that we all deserve when it comes to our health? Or on the other hand, if she's leaving the country, do we have a right to know who we're hiring? Now, very interesting, you know, you're not, you know, supposed to, in a job interview, start going into medical history. So if somebody's pregnant, if somebody has, you know, certain medical issues, you can't use that to prevent them from getting the job. But we're talking President of the United States. We're also talking about some mismanagement when she was Secretary of State. So personally, I think when it does come to, you know, protecting our country and being able to adequately and competently, you know, do your duties, I think it's extremely important. Now, many people have told me, you know, being devil's advocate, well, that's what a vice president's for. Okay? You know, that's what the cabinet's for. You know, I beg to differ, okay? We are not voting for her vice president. We are not voting for, you know, just like with Trump Pence. Yes, we're very happy Pence is involved, but you know, focus is on Trump. The focus is on Hillary. And so, you know, I was worried. I mean, she looks like when she's doing her speeches, she looks coherent. She looks healthy. A couple times she didn't. And I know one of our listeners said you got to look at her, some of her latest clips. But I think what we need to do is, if she makes it to the debate without getting arrested, and again, I still don't understand what the heck is going on with the emails and the FBI and the Department of Justice. That all really confuses me. You know, and then there's reports that somebody who revealed her medical records was killed. So, well, I don't think we know, you know, what the heck is going on. I think what we, you know, she's 68 years old. So 68, you know, used to be old. Now she's still in her prime. I mean, you know, middle age, you know, 45 to 65. So now she's 68. She could still go a good few decades. So many people have asked about her age. You know, Donald Trump is older. He's 70. Doesn't look it. I got to tell you, wow, I cannot wait to get plastic surgery. I doubt they get, you know, I don't know if they get plastic surgery, but as far as I'm concerned, man, I hope I look as good as both of them do in their 70s, because the people in my family, we age poorly. But, you know, I think we'll see a lot during these debates. You know, I mean, when, you know, gosh, these debates last 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I mean, I hope they allow her time to pee, because I'd have to pee. I hope Trump gets to pee. I'm sure his prostate's big. But, I think we'll be able to pick up a little bit more on any medical issues with that. I think a 3 hour debate, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they shorten the debate. You know, when they make these campaign speeches, they go out there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You may not be able to evaluate a lot. So, you know, when it comes to the privacy of a president, I mean, you know, I'm sure we're going to be told about her pap smears. I don't want to hear about it. I'm sure we're going to be told about her mammograms. And I, you know, I'm still not sold that we need to hear about that. But if she possibly has cancer, if she possibly has a condition that you know, could interfere interfere with her duties, that's a concern. But you know, let me, we got to be honest here. Look at what happened with John McCain. Did his melanoma history really hurt his chances? I don't think anybody cared if he had melanoma or not. They said he was melanoma clear. You know, I either way, what I'm saying is the health history may not be what really drives the poll numbers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Do you ever
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a new cluster of locally transmitted Zika cases in Miami Beach. CBS News is reporting they've learned from health officials that there's this cluster of cases in the Miami Beach area that are believed to represent a second area of active Zika transmission. They say there are 35 confirmed locally transmitted non-travel related cases of Zika across Florida, but this new development differs from what state and local officials are reporting. They say last night Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine disagreed. He says, I know there's been talk about some kind of cluster, but there's no cluster. So you and I are listening to this going, well, this whole sounds like a cluster. Florida Governor Rick Scott told CBS News Thursday that the reports of the new era of Zika transmission are quote-unquote wrong. The Florida Health Department has said it believes active transmissions are only happening in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood. Six public schools fall within or near that Wynwood Zika zone. More than 4,000 students do go back to school on Monday. School officials are making sure the children are covered, distributing insect repellent and uniforms with long sleeves and pants to families who want it. Can I just remind you, with these kids going to school in long sleeves and pants, it's about, what, 80 to 90% humidity right now? 90 plus degrees? Yeah. That has got to be uncomfortable. They're taking precaution. No panic. And they said, was there ever thought in not having the kids go to those schools within the Zika zone? We actually considered that, but according to Alberto Carvalho, superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, said, we considered, but as counterintuitive as it may be, it doesn't make sense. Actually, we may in fact be helping the spread of the virus if we deploy these students to other schools outside of the area. Currently, the CDC is advising people to avoid the Wynwood area. And I mean, if you're like me, are you wondering why a mosquito will only stay in one area? I mean, we've been talking about this Wynwood area, and we've been wondering, I mean, how long does a mosquito go, wait, I'm not allowed to go along this border. I need to turn around and fly back. Okay, fly back over here. No, you're over too much. You have to go back. I don't want there to be false reports. You know, I mean, look at what's been going on with Brazil. Okay, I understand that when something gets out in the media, it could devastate a city, a county, a country. I mean, look at what happened with Ebola in West Africa. You know, as we get one case popping up, the whole country gets boycotted, and it's, you know, economically, that can wreak so much havoc. And so, you know, we need to be very careful in the media going, okay, we have, you know, this county, infected or being having an epidemic. I mean, you know, we have to be cautious. But on the other hand, I mean, we're not stupid, okay? You know, if there's one small area that has mosquitoes, and, you know, yeah, some of these mosquitoes may not travel too far, but, okay, I mean, I'm always back and forth in between county lines, and I don't even realize it. All of a sudden, you're like, no, that's a different district. Now you're in a different district. So, I think it would be naive to think that these mosquitoes are only going to stay in the Wynwood area and that's it. So, these reports coming out of Zika transmission in Miami can threaten their tourism industry. Fox News says this area, this Miami Beach area, sees 15.4 million holiday tourists, and that was just in 2015 alone. They say here it could possibly threaten their $24 billion a year tourism industry. Officials have been trying to halt the virus from spreading beyond a 1 square mile section of Wynwood. It's kind of an arts hub, they say, in the county just north of downtown Miami. And they had identified some local transmission there July 29th. Wynwood marked the first zone of ongoing Zika transmission in the continental U.S. But a spokeswoman for Florida's Health Department told Reuters that the department believes active transmissions are still only occurring in the small area, but there have been two new cases outside the zone. So according to Miami Herald, 7 new local cases of Zika have been reported outside of the zone. The newspaper reported that Florida has recorded 557 Zika virus infections, including 63 in pregnant women. Officials have determined 33 of the cases stem from local transmission within the state. with all except seven having been linked to the Wynwood area. So the number of cases in Miami Beach has not been confirmed. So according to Miami City Manager Jimmy Morales, says our strategy has been and will continue to be focusing on the elimination of potential breeding sites and educating our residents and businesses on what they need to do. We are also working with the county, and they are also inspecting mitigating through techniques like cleanups, larvicides, and fogging. So in Brazil, they still are battling Zika. Now there's been 1,700 cases of microcephaly. Microcephaly is birth defect that happens to babies, such that their heads don't grow, they don't neurologically develop. And in Puerto Rico, we're being told that there are 30 people that received the rare complication of Guillain-Barré. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says he expects even more cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome in Puerto Rico, because the virus is infecting so much of the population. We think there will be as many as 200 additional cases given the overall number of infections there. We expect there will be a fair number of cases. He said Guillain-Barré is usually seen in about every 5,000 to 10,000 infections, so it's rare. Puerto Rico's Health Secretary Ana Ruiz Armendariz reported the 30 cases in an update. Guillain-Barré, just to review, it's this rare complication that you could get from a variety of infections. We've even, you know, heard a certain vaccines could possibly give Guillain-Barré. We have a temporary paralysis. Unfortunately, Guillain-Barré could kill, especially if it paralyzes the breathing muscles. Luckily, most people get treatment right away, and most patients recover as long as we're able to catch it early. Puerto Rico man, though, had died from Guillain-Barré. Of course, Zika still remains a bigger risk to pregnant women, but this reminds us that men are not in the clear. Okay, this could affect any of us. We haven't been hearing many more reports on miscarriage, but we do believe that it could, that, you know, these babies could die in the womb. Unfortunately, you know, many people that sustain miscarriages over the past couple of years, they might not have been tested for Zika, so we have no idea how many times Zika could have been involved in a miscarriage. So now that's going to be looked at, and obviously data is going to come in months to come. The CDC has reported 529 pregnancies affected by Zika in the continental U.S. and another 691 in U.S. territories, mostly Puerto Rico. 16 babies in the U.S. have been born with birth defects caused by Zika. 5 have died, miscarried, or been aborted because of the Zika damage. They say the spread is so bad in Puerto Rico that U.S. has declared a state of emergency there last week. Now, Clarissa Jimenez, the CEO of the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association, accused the CDC of exaggerating the threat. She says from the very beginning, the numbers that were given were based on projections. The reality is, as of today, less than half of 1% of the population has the virus. But the CDC said, look, unfortunately, when babies start to be born with microcephaly, that'll change perceptions. He said, we projected based on the chikungunya experience that Zika might infect a quarter of the population the first year, and it is very much on track to do that. Now, this chikungunya is closely related to Zika, carried by the same mosquito. Not usually deadly, but very, very painful, and so I guess a lot of people remember getting that. Zika, unfortunately, is the opposite. Many times you don't even feel it. You don't know you have it, but then it's causing devastating effects. So we'll keep you posted. Right now, they're telling everybody in the Puerto Rico area, wear light clothes, long sleeves, pants. Women should avoid sandals. Pregnant women should make sure their partners are using condoms. You don't know if he's been bitten. If you are pregnant, you need to protect yourself. And those are some of the recommendations. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But true, we need to be very, very cautious and very responsible in the media on how we report. But on the other hand, we can't hide it, and, you know, until people start complaining, look, we got a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dangerous. US Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I mean, this Rio Olympics has probably been one of the most dramatic. I mean, look at it. You got Michael Phelps winning his, 23rd gold. You have Ledecky, I think one of the most, I guess, decorated female swimmers. You got Simone Biles, who blasted through records with her multiple gold wins, and our final five on the U.S. gymnastics. You had Kerry Jennings Walsh, the beach volleyball Olympic gold medalist, multiple times lose for the first time, but luckily win a bronze. I mean, there were just so many, records and so many historical things that happened at this. We have Usain Bolt that just, I mean, is of course blowing us away and winning time after time. We have the relay, the women's relay, where I believe a Brazilian athlete leans into our lane accidentally, elbowing Felix, such that she, I guess, is unable to pass a baton. So they have to run their time completely separate on an empty court for their rerun. I mean, just and we haven't even talked about Lochte or Semenya. So let's now, I mean, look at all the drama. All right, so now we have Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte on Friday today did apologize for his behavior at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics after Brazilian authorities said the U.S. swimmer made up a story about being robbed at gunpoint. I'm still torn on what's going on, all right? I'm still very, very confused. Apparently, the 32-year-old athlete and 12-time Olympic medalist issued a statement on Twitter saying he was sorry for not being more careful and candid in how he described events that took place during that night he was partying in Rio. Yeah, not Reno, Nevada. Yeah. Reno, Nevada doesn't get this kind of drama. I like Reno a lot. Reno's a little bit more even keel. He goes, I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid on how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams of participating in the Olympics. I accept responsibility for my role in this happening and have learned some valuable lessons. He had initially told NBC that he and his teammates Gunnar Benz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Feagan were robbed early Sunday by people posing as armed police officers while leaving the French Olympic team's hospitality house in a taxi going to the athletics village. Then authorities in Brazil said they fabricated the story after they vandalized the gas station's bathroom. State of Rio de Janeiro Police Chief Fernando Veloso said an armed security guard at the station did pull a gun on one of the athletes after demanding that they pay for the damage. So, that could be still construed as a robbery. He, you know, somebody pulled a gun on him and he had to give him cash. So if he was drunk, you know, I mean, he didn't officially lie. He said, it's traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country with a language barrier. You have a stranger point a gun at you and demand money to let you leave. But regardless of the behavior of anyone else that night, I should have been much more responsible in how I handle myself. And for that, I am sorry, you know, to my teammates, my fans, my fellow competitors, my sponsors, and the hosts of this great event. So, I mean, you know, looking at all this, from what I understood, they got drunk. They did some stupid stuff. When security got involved, said, you got to pay for it, and they didn't. Security showed the gun. They gave money. Nobody was going to say anything to the Olympics. They were going to keep quiet. That's why I really can't, you know, can't criticize him too much, because I was told that he wasn't going to, he didn't want this to be an issue at all. But he told his mother, and the mom is the one that told the Olympic committee. And I mean, you know, if I was the mama, you know, I'd be like, oh, what? Oh, no, he didn't. And then I would be like all over. You know, the mamas do that. So I didn't know that Ryan Lochte's mommy was all over Rio also, you know, and good for her, you know, for being there for her baby. So she probably panicked and said, look, you know, somebody, you know, pulled a gun on my son, you know, and the other players and, you know, took their money. Come on. And then it just started to blow out of proportion. So then he's walking on the beach, and then I think was Billy Bush sees him, and he goes, yeah, you know, they put a gun to system I had. I had to give money, you know, but the thing is this taxi, this, you know, that was all kind of convoluted. So, you know, did he make the whole thing up? No, he didn't make the whole thing up. Obviously something happened, there was a gun, and he lost some money in the process. But, you know, Brazilian police have been dealing with a lot of drama. I didn't even mention the drama of Zika, and dead bodies in the water, and sewage in the water, and the dirty bacteria in the water. I mean, you know, Rio has been dealing with so much, and part of it's their fault, that all of a sudden this comes, and yeah, they fought hard, but it was scary, you know, and what's very interesting is, I guess, you know, the other Olympians had to pay like $10,000, $11,000 to leave. You know, you don't mess around in a foreign country. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're an Olympic athlete. You just don't mess around. Now, topping the latest drama in the Rio Olympics is Caster Semenya. Now, we talked about her. It's been very controversial with her because she's the South African runner who has hyperandrogenism. We're told she did have, you know, chromosome testing and she is not male. But her performance blows away her female competitors. And so this hyperandrogenism is a condition where she has exceedingly high levels of testosterone. Now, there's also a report that she does have testes that are producing the testosterone. And so sometimes there's a condition called like hermaphrodism where, and there's actually been many people, even notable celebrities that have had this condition where they're born with both ovaries and testes. And then the testes get removed so they don't cause cancer. But there's been a lot of debate on whether she should be performing when she clearly can beat all these women so well. I mean, you know, should she be performing with the men? And you can't have a woman perform with men. With her latest race, the 800, you saw that, you know, she was holding back. She was comfortable. She was holding back. She couldn't right out the gate just, you know, blow everybody away. And then she, you know, came up front and she won and you did see the frustration by the other athletes, but the Olympics is about, you know, people who don't cheat, okay, that she's not cheating, that have physical abilities. She's a female, right? They believe they tested her. She's female, and she has amazing athletic abilities because of her build and because of her hyperandrogenism. And so, I mean, Michael Phelps is very, very tall and has a very enormously long wingspan. And so he's not going to be disqualified for that. It's just how, you know, the controversy is going to circle around, well, transgender. And if you have a male that decides to go through sex assignment surgery and become female, does she now get to compete against women in the Olympics? With Semenya, from what we understand, that has no, that's a whole different situation with her. So, female athletes above the testosterone threshold of 10 nanomoles per liter, which is considered the lower end of the male range, faced obviously a lot of the risk of not being able to compete. From what we understand, the Olympics has weighed in and said that an arbitration panel has said science has not conclusively shown that elevated testosterone provides women more significant competitive edge. So she's still allowed to compete. So she did a good job, but this is this is a topic that's going to be very, very controversial. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.